Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February 15th, 2011. Over the weekend, Israeli troops erected new earth mounds blocking the Nablus-Beit-Iba road, a road which had been closed by Israeli authorities until international intervention by the Quartet for Middle East Peace, protests and lawsuits led to its opening in 2010. Also this weekend, Israeli military officials told the Tel Aviv-based news site Ynet there were no plans to dismantle the West Bank's two largest internal checkpoints, Huwara and Beit Furik. Plans to build 120 new settlement homes in the Jewish settlement of Ramot in East Jerusalem were approved on Monday. Dr. Ahmad Shafik, the acting head of the temporary Egyptian government, said that former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is currently in a coma in his residence in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The Israeli military abducted on Tuesday morning two young Palestinians after invading their homes in the town of Beit Omar, north of Hebron. Israeli boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS activists, have urged international artists who are slated to perform in the International Red Sea Chamber Music Festival in Eilat, Israel, next month to cancel their appearances. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kaziz and Rabona Ahmed.